Bipolar Disorder. A comprehensive guide to symptom control and daily functioning. A complete guide to understanding bipolar disorder, managing mood swings, and living a balanced life. James Shumway. Chapter 1: My Awakening to a New Approach. I still remember the first time I questioned everything I had been taught. It wasn't in a lecture hall or during a training session. It was in the quiet of my own thoughts, standing in front of a patient who had lost all hope. She sat across from me, her hands trembling slightly as she picked up the prescription I had just filled. Another round of lithium. Another attempt to balance the unpredictable swings of her mind. I had seen her many times before, always trying to manage the same struggle, yet never truly getting better. Her eyes, once bright, had grown dull over the years, weighed down by side effects and disappointment. "Is there anything else I can do?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. I hesitated. I wanted to tell her yes, but at that moment, I didn't have an answer. I had spent years studying the mechanisms of drugs, the dosages, the interactions, but I had never been taught how to heal beyond medication. That night, as I sat in my study, I felt a restlessness I couldn't shake. I opened my old textbooks, combed through clinical guidelines, but all I found were more of the same solutions: medications, adjustments, monitoring. Nothing addressed the why. Why did so many patients seem stuck in a cycle of temporary relief, followed by relapse? Why were side effects often as debilitating as the disorder itself? And most importantly, was there a better way? The search for answers. That question became my obsession. I started reading beyond my usual resources, studying alternative medicine, nutritional psychiatry, functional health. I found case studies of people who had improved their mental health through diet, lifestyle changes, and targeted supplements. It was a world I had never truly explored before. The more I read, the more frustrated I became. How had this information never been part of my formal education? How could I, someone trained in healthcare, have missed such a crucial aspect of healing? I decided to experiment, not on patients but on myself. I analyzed my own habits, my nutrition, my stress levels. I made small changes, eliminating processed foods, increasing healthy fats, practicing mindfulness. To my surprise, I felt sharper, calmer, more focused. If these changes could affect my well-being, could they do the same for my patients? The first step: breaking free from old thinking. It wasn't easy to step outside the conventional approach. There was skepticism, even within myself. Could something as simple as nutrition and lifestyle shifts make a real difference in something as complex as bipolar disorder? I needed proof. Real evidence, real people, real outcomes. So I started small, suggesting minor adjustments to patients I had built strong relationships with. Instead of just handing them their prescriptions, I began conversations about their diets, their sleep, their stress levels. And then, something remarkable happened. Patients who had been on medications for years with little improvement started reporting subtle yet profound changes. One woman who had suffered from relentless mood swings found stability after balancing her blood sugar. A man who had battled crippling depression saw a shift after incorporating omega-3s and meditation into his routine. These were not miracles. They were science, biology responding to nourishment and balance. A new path forward.